my sister, Patricia Ganswin. She's a gourmet vegan chef, and she makes something very, very delicious today.
Yeah, thank you very much for introducing me. And yeah, I am a trained gourmet vegan chef. So today, where we go a little bit further than vegan, you can choose any way to make people aware of what's going on in this world. Food is the main thing we consume. So of course, this is the most effective way to make a difference, to change this global warming. I am going to make a raw vegan superfood mousse au chocolat tart. Raw ingredients, vegan ingredients, superfood. It's like a thin cake. So I'm gonna make pretty much a chocolate cake. So we need to make a crust. And we have hemp seeds. That is one of the superfoods that I mentioned. And hemp seeds are very, very high in protein. And of course, any other minerals you can think of. And superfood means it has a lot of minerals, very high in vitamins, very high in protein, and it beats pretty much everything, be it meat, even soy, or any other protein you can think of. And so if you are looking to build some muscles in a healthy way, you may choose hemp seeds. Hemp seeds are raw. Raw means you get the full spectrum of nutrients that a food has to offer. So if you cook something, the nutrients, you lose them while you heat the food. Of course, you can still have some cooked and steamed and baked goodies. But what I suggest, always have something raw with every meal you're eating.
And raw food is like loaded in enzymes too, right?
That's the main thing.
Right.
Raw ingredients, raw food has enzymes. Cooked food has no enzymes. Of course, it depends what temperature you're using. If you use a very low temperature, you can save some enzymes. Why saving them? Why enzymes? I mean, they're important to help you digesting your food. And that all equals to all the energy that is in the food goes right into your body. So you don't need energy to digest it. And this is just to start with dessert. Everyone loves desserts.
That's
so I choose to make something sweet. So the next ingredient for the crust is coconut. Gives some texture, some nice flavor. Almonds and water. This process is called soaking. If you soak nuts and seeds, they're even easier to digest. And in this case, we have almonds. They have enzyme inhibitors in their skin, which is the dark skin. So the enzyme inhibitors will come out, will go into the water when you soak dark-skinned nuts and seeds. I actually just soaked the almonds I need for that crust in some water for 6 hours. I will just drain the water. Don't drink it. Don't use it for anything else. And then I give it a wash. And then, and the last ingredient, which is stevia. It's raw stevia, and you find white stevia, like powdery white stevia. You find stevia leaves, which is pretty much this here. Yeah, it's a herb. It has no calories. So for people that are looking for healthy and calorie-free sugar, go for stevia. I chose stevia powder to make the crust look brighter. I could use dates, but I would have a brown crust, but I'm gonna have a brown topping too. So I want the contrast. You have a very loaded chocolate mousse on top.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
That. But I just put everything in the food processor. So this is one equipment you just need for this recipe. Then we have coconut, shredded coconut. And of course, organic. All ingredients are organic and raw and vegan. Makes very much sense to eat all organic because your body is digesting it so quickly and it just assimilates so easily. So you get even the pesticides easy and quickly, and you don't want that, right? Last ingredient, stevia.
Yeah.
And then you just process it. And then I like to check it, just to see how the texture is and the stickiness. Okay. So this is a little bit too chunky, so I go another time. High speed, both times. Yeah, and there we see the second time it stays more around the edge, and that shows it's sticking. So that's how I like to have it. Okay, so I just take this crust. And I just pour it in.
And it smells so good.
Mmm, yeah. Doesn't it? Okay, then I just use my hand and I just spread it evenly. And then when it is evenly spread, I just start to press it. You can use any technique. I just use the back of my fingers and I go in a circle. And then I use the whole hand. And then I just go one more time and I just use one finger, thumb, let's say, and I go the edges. Press it again because there are some crumbles. So this is the crust, and the next step is to create the mousse au chocolat.
Do we need avocados first?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Thank you very much. You can find out how ripe they are if you gently press and it kind of gives in, and that is a sign it's ripe. So let's check these avocados, how they're gonna look like.
Oh wow!
Perfect, wonderful,
really
fruit.
Nice.
It's like a butter substitute, cream substitute, egg substitute, and if you combine it with all kinds of ingredients, you don't taste the avocado. You can use even avocados for your cooked recipes, mm-hmm. like a cake, like an icing. Put some sugar and chocolate powder. Like, but take the pit out, and I suggest we just go right into the food processor. Free. The avocado from the skin, and I already put the avocados in here, and the next is soaked dates. Dates can be soaked for 1 hour at least, or even more. So if you have very hard dates, you have to put more water and let them soak more. Mm-hmm. So I actually just put all the dates I have in here in the food processor. And I save the water for anything I want to. Maybe a smoothie, maybe a salad dressing that I would like to give a little sweetener. You
sure,
could use these for a salad. Let's say you chop up some avocados, or you don't have avocados, but you have another salad. And you can serve the salad as a delicatesse in these little avocado shells. Okay, the next step, the next ingredient is cacao powder. Cacao powder is usually sold as roasted or slightly roasted, so it's not raw. Mm-hmm. This is a raw cacao powder, very high in potassium, lots of other minerals,
magnesium, 21 antioxidants, right? It's actually the highest in the world.
Yes,
what I've heard.
So. Especially cacao powder, like cacao beans and nibs are slightly lower, but still super high. Then the next ingredient, we have
stevia,
again stevia, slightly more, just to give it a very, very sweet taste. Then we have similar color of powders sitting here. The first is lucuma, has a very creamy yellowish color, and that's how it actually tastes like. It's a fruit from Peru. It's dried and powdered, so it's slightly sweet, but it's low glycemic. It's high in all these super minerals. Again, it's a superfood. so many iron, magnesium, potassium, calcium, and protein too.
Wow.
Then we have maca. It's a superfood too. It's again from Peru, and it's a root. So sometimes you find it as maca root or just maca powder. And it's very high in protein too, and it gives you energy. This gives you an extra energy that you may need for endurance in sports. If you're stressed out at work, it gives you endurance. It gives you power, energy. And this last powder, slightly darker, is mesquite. Mesquite is a pot. Yeah, right? You grind them as well, and then you get the powder. And so mesquite is again low glycemic, as well slightly sweet. Also again superfood, so lots of minerals, vitamins,
omega 3 and 6
with superfoods and vegan food and raw vegan food. You will feel the energy. You will get something out of it. Energy, health, endurance, and happiness.
Definitely.
And that's what is the whole lifestyle about to be. It's a lot of fun. So I just do the same thing again, process it. If the avocado is not very ripe, then you have to cut it a little bit. And actually this looks very firm, so I just add some of the water.
Mousse au chocolat.
Wow! But I show you, it's gonna stick. That's mousse au chocolat.
Smells
original.
So good.
So it's very firm, and I just transfer the mousse au chocolat into my crust, to the spring form.
It's amazing that you can use avocados for sweet dessert.
So you just spread the mousse au chocolat all over and make a thin layer of the mousse au chocolat, because it's gonna be a tart, so that means it's thin. It's a very elegant, sweet, filling, satisfying cake. Raw vegan superfood mousse au chocolat tart. That's it. And so that's how it looks like. And now we just sprinkle on top some decoration. So again, we have hemp seeds. We talked about these special superfoods, high in protein, and all these amazing minerals we need to survive, because nowadays the soil is pretty depleted in minerals. That's where our produce is growing. So if we can incorporate some superfoods into our diet, we'll feel much better. Goji berries, that's a new superfood
we
haven't talked about. People are using it for different things, be it for longevity, be it to kind of suppress their hunger a little bit, because they're so rich in minerals and fiber that you really feel satisfied if you snack on them. Very, very high in beta-carotene and many minerals.
Vitamin E.
And very, very rich in antioxidants. And beta-carotene. And then cacao nibs. That's another variety of cacao.
How do we get it out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I like to use a little spatula, very thin and small. That way it gives me the ability to go all around the edge. Can loosen spring form.
Yum.
So you may serve it like that, or you cut slices.
It's kind of slice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. And now it's your turn. Go over, have fun. I feel very honored having been chosen to show what I'm doing out there. Thank you very much to Supreme Master Television for making this possible. When I watch Supreme Master, like Ching Hai, talking on certain subjects, be it I'm touched or I'm sad or I'm like, wow, I'm super motivated. And I watched myself reacting after certain talks that I watched her on Supreme Master TV. So, and I don't know Supreme Master Ching Hai personally, but she is such a presence and such an individual that has so much energy. It's incredible. So thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I don't know you personally, but I feel like I would like to thank you very much for making this possible.
Thank you so much. Be bad, go green, save the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.